In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The image of Jesus as our good shepherd is a beautiful image. It's a beautiful image of Jesus, but it's not so flattering to us. We are the sheep, eager to stray, too foolish to stay away from the things that will pollute us and hurt us. But we are his sheep. Jesus claims us as his own. He is our good shepherd. Good because he lays down his precious life for us unworthy sheep so that not one of us would be lost to him. And good because he leads us through this deadly and dying wilderness of the world to the good pastures of his kingdom of life, our true home with him, the home that lies just ahead. That leading, that way to God's kingdom to come, is what's in view when Jesus says, "I am the door of the sheep." Now, when you hear door, I want you to think doorway. The doors themselves are meant to keep people out. The doorway is the opening through which people come in. Jesus is that blood-marked doorway through which we must enter into salvation. Jesus is the only way through which his sheep, his Christians, will pass to come to those still waters of peace, those green pastures where our souls are restored. Jesus is the only way through which faithful under-shepherds, faithful pastors, will lead his flock, because Jesus is the only way to eternal life. Jesus opened that way to us through his death on the cross. In our sin, there was no way that we could scale the walls to climb all the way up into heaven. Nor could we sneak in by just pretending to be good people. Pretending as though we were good and righteous enough to get in any way we want, any way that we are. But we'd only be fooling ourselves. The way to life is shut for those infected with death. But in his death on the cross, Jesus washed us clean from that infection. He covered our sin with his blood, and he gave us his own sinlessness, his own holiness, his own righteousness, to make us into those who belong in his kingdom of life. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. Those freed from sin are also freed from death. So just as he is risen from the dead, never to die again, so shall we rise, we who trust that we are forgiven for the sake of Jesus' cross. The only way to eternal life is through the way that the Good Shepherd opened by laying down his life for us on Good Friday and then taking it up again on Easter so that he could lead us in that same way. Jesus is the way for us to be saved and to go in and out and find pasture. And that means that everything good that we have comes from his cross and resurrection. The forgiveness he gives means that the way to heaven and the new creation is now open. And in that place, there will be real peace forever. Peace from everything that plagues us and makes life so unbearable here. That's the place of still waters. In that world to come, there will be healing for all of our wounds of body and mind and soul. Every tear will be wiped away. Every enemy and abuser will be shut out. Everything that we need will be provided, and more and more and more. We will have life, and we will have it abundantly. And not only then, but even now. Even now, the daily bread that we receive is because Jesus died to cover our sin. Because if we stood before God only in our sin right now, we would receive nothing from him but wrath. So anything good that we have, anything here or there, comes from Jesus' cross. Jesus' cross is also the way to true peace and contentment and joy, even now, no matter what pain we may endure. He gives us rest from our anxieties by speaking that word of grace to us. We hear his voice, and we know that he is with us. We're not alone. He'll bring us through. A life of faith in that forgiveness and love of Jesus then overflows into a life of selfless love towards family, towards neighbors. And that kind of life and love only then leads to more good and more peace and more joy in the world at large. So you see, Jesus is that doorway himself, that doorway to abundant life in eternity and also in this world as well. So if Jesus has all that good for us, is all that good for us, why would we ever stray from his way? Why would we ever want to try some other way to get all of those real good things when God gives them to us freely in Jesus? It's because the way of Jesus is the way of the cross. It does not always lead us to mountaintops and peaceful days. The way of Jesus' cross takes us through times of suffering, through the valley of the shadow of death. And when we're in those dark places, we can't always see the hopeful scene just around the next bend. It looks like there's only suffering ahead. We suffer all kinds of ways. We suffer from the very brokenness of this world itself. Things go wrong here, so very wrong, no matter how much we try. We and those that we love get hurt, get abused, get sick, die. Bodies break, relationships break, families break, hearts break. Sometimes we go hungry physically, we go hungry emotionally, and yet still we must confess that God is good to us, that Jesus is the good shepherd, even as he leads us through a wilderness. So also we suffer in this world because of Jesus' name, which marks us as his own. As his flock, we don't belong to this world. We don't truly belong in this world. It's not our home. We sojourn through this world, heading for the life of the world to come. The devil and his ilk hate that they have no claim on us, and so they oppress Christians in the church, trying to make our lives miserable so that we are tempted to abandon the way of Jesus, abandon the hope of his forgiveness, abandon our trust that he actually cares for us. We suffer too because we don't really want to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against our souls. Our sinful hearts are hungry for the sinful things of this world, things that our good shepherd tells us will hurt us, hurt those around us, things that we have to stray far off of Jesus' way to get at. We don't like denying ourselves these pleasures, and we struggle, and we tire against the struggle against our desires. Now, in all of these things, we want to give in. We want to give up. We want to indulge. We want someone to tell us that there's an easier way to get at the goods. So we're tempted to try another way, to try to get at those green pastures through any other means than Jesus. We want comfort or security or just an itch scratched or our pride satisfied. And so we tune out the voice of our good shepherd and tune into the voice of some other leader, some other shepherd, who is happy to tell us that his way is better. I mean, you could take your pick. It's easy to find one that you like among all the voices in this world clamoring for your heart and your mind and your body and your wallet and your life. Listen to me. I'll tell you what you want to hear. I'll tell you that you can have what you want now. Just follow these simple steps of mine. Follow my way. Anyone who preaches or teaches or offers you anything apart from the way of Jesus' cross, the truth of God's word, the life of Jesus crucified and resurrected for you to live in repentance and faith, that one is no shepherd, but a thief. A thief who comes only to steal and kill and destroy. And those thieves do not love you. Why should they? They aren't your shepherds. They don't love you, but they're happy to use you, to fleece you, to consume you. These are the wolves who will leave you stripped and mauled and defiled. All that low-hanging fruit that they offer is rotten. And all that grass that looked greener from the other side is plastic. It's fake. It's poisonous. And we dumb sheep fall for it again and again. Because we don't want pain. We don't want a cross. Our flesh doesn't want to be crucified and drowned in all of its evil desires. And so we're stuck. We can't get back to the real way of life. We can't get back to Jesus on our own. If he leaves us, then we will be truly alone. And there's no hope for us to ever find our way home. But Jesus is patient with us. All we like sheep have gone astray. And Jesus comes after us. He comes after you. Calling you by name. Calling you away from deadly sin and dark paths. Calling you back to himself. Back to the shepherd and overseer of your soul. He loves you, you see. And he will bring you through all of this suffering. He knows the way because he's gone this way himself, through suffering, through even death, and into life. It's his voice that you hear calling you back to repentance and faith, even though it might sound like the voice of your pastor or your father or your mother or your grandparent or a friend or even a complete stranger. When Jesus' word is spoken, it's Jesus himself speaking. Listen to him. Follow the sound of his voice. Where that voice is, Jesus, our good shepherd, is with his flock, leading you home. Now, do you know where that following that voice is going to lead you now? Where God's word spoken by his shepherd will lead you? It'll lead you back to his flock, gathered here on earth, back to his church, back here. Again and again and again. Here, Jesus under shepherd leads Christ's flock forward to salvation through that door who is Jesus Christ. Here, he feeds them the pasture that Jesus provides, all the while speaking Jesus' word and not his own. It's here among his church that Jesus is now with us to keep leading us, to keep guiding us, to bring us together and to keep us together, to feed our faith and refresh our souls on this long journey. That's what Jesus is doing right here in his church. This is how we stay in the way of Christ. God gathers us together as his church in the way that God's people gather together. We gather together around the apostles' teaching in the word of the scriptures, in the breaking of the bread, in the Lord's Supper, in prayer for the church, for the world, and in living together in fellowship. It's together that we sojourn through this world, following the voice of our shepherd as he leads us to the life of the world to come. Now, we don't deserve to be part of this flock. We don't deserve the cross of Jesus. We don't deserve a shepherd to follow, nor the place of eternal rest and joy that Jesus has for us. Even as our mouths say, "I want to follow Jesus," our feet try heading in the other direction. But Jesus has claimed us as his own anyway. As our good shepherd, he gathers us, he leads us, he feeds us, he cares for us in the very best of times and in the worst of times, always ultimately leading us to our home in heaven, where we now belong with him. Surely his goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We shall be with him always because Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We stand.